for Dear Abby.
There's a bit of Americana for you. The advice columnist, Dear Abby, Ann Landers. Got a less than earth-shaking problem, but you need some advice? As John Prine sings, Dear Abby is listening.
Sign me, Willard.
But what if the pleas for advice were a bit more life and death, along with the typical queries about love and two-timing husbands? You've got Dear Angie for that. Maybe with a more Latin soundtrack, Angie Rivera writes the first and only advice column for undocumented immigrants. Ask Angie for the New York State Youth Leadership Council. And Angie's got a great story herself, worthy of a John Prine song. She came to the U.S. when she was 3 years old. Her mother had grown up in poverty in Colombia and worried that would be Angie's fate as well, so she brought her daughter to America undocumented. Angie's 21 now and wise beyond her years. Her column is pretty wildly popular, particularly among her target audience, and Angie Rivera joins us now. Welcome to the program, Angie.
Hi, thank you for having me.
So, Dear Angie, why did you decide to start an advice column for undocumented immigrants who might not want to be terribly candid about their problems?
Well, back in 2010, there was the first Coming Out of the Shadows event in New York, and someone had emailed me asking why was I encouraging people to come out. And I figured, you know, if we answered this question publicly, I think it would make a difference because I think there's a lot of people out there that have the same questions. So a few months later, Ask Angie came out of that basically to just answer questions that other people might have and to bring to light all these problems.
And who is your audience? And give me a sense of ages and, you know, levels of education, the kinds of problems that you're hearing about.
Well, I guess the target is youth, undocumented youth, but I have gotten questions from all kinds of people, older than me, younger than me, and even citizens as well. So it's been open to everyone just dealing with any immigration-related issue, I think.
And do you do more nuts and bolts of how do you negotiate the systems here in New York for immigrants of all kinds, or is it more advice on love and how to deal with maybe telling your boyfriend or girlfriend that you're undocumented?
It's open to anything, but most of the questions that I have gotten have been about coming out. I have gotten questions about how to apply to college, how to drive, not having a license, going to school. Telling your partner, your friends, or your counselor about your status, but it all comes down to coming out most of the time.
All right, well, let's hear a review of Ask Angie. This is from a web feature that our partner, the BBC, did on you and your column.
Ask Angie is now a national phenomenon where she's able to connect on a more personal level with other undocumented youth, issues that any human being faces, but now with the addition of having also an undocumented status.
Now, that young woman didn't want to use her name to the BBC, but she was dying to talk about you. How do you feel about this?
I didn't really know that Ask Angie was going to be so big. Actually, when I first started it, I was scared that no one was going to ask anything at all. And it's great to see how it has grown and it has been able to connect with so many people and just shown so much support. And I'm really excited and happy that it has built that sense of community and to let other people know that they're not alone out there.
All right. So, Dear Angie, I'm 23 years old. I have a really good job and I need at some point to let my employer know that I'm an undocumented immigrant. I need to come out. And when I do that in my office, my girlfriend, my brand new girlfriend, is also going to find out. How should I do this? And what's your advice for me?
Well, I think in that situation, there's two separate people that need to find out or might not need to find out. That is your boss and your girlfriend. I think you need to be able to talk to them both apart. Telling the girlfriend might be a little bit more difficult than telling your boss, but it should be more in a private setting, maybe out on dinner or something. And to just explain to her why it is that you are undocumented and what that entails. Because sometimes people just think, oh, so go on the line and get your papers. And then when it comes to your boss, you can also provide them with an ITIN number and not exactly say, hey, I'm undocumented, but there are other subtle ways of coming out without scaring them, I guess, because sometimes bosses get really freaked out with that word.
Huh. So there's actually options for the boss. I can say here, if you're worried, here's a couple of places you can go to get more questions. But
Right.
with the girlfriend thing, there probably isn't a New York State website, how to help you in love if you're undocumented, right?
No, because not everyone is going to come out to them. So as much as you say, hey, if you come out, it'll make things a lot easier. Not everyone will be on that level. And some people might just leave the person altogether than coming out to them. That's why it's really difficult to just tell everyone the same advice, since a lot of people are going to go about things differently, you know?
We're talking with Angie Rivera, who's the author of the Ask Angie column. It's an advice column for undocumented immigrants. She writes her column right here in New York City. So, Angie, who has stumped you? And I'm surprised to hear you say that the coming out issue is make or break in some relationships, whether you're talking about the job situation or, the romantic situation. It's a make or break decision to come out.
It is. It is because you don't know how the person is going to react. And that is basically what makes you really nervous, doesn't let you sleep at night, because this person might ultimately turn around and say, hey, I don't want to be with you, or they might not support you, they might call you illegal. And that's what makes it really difficult.
So not only have you come out, you've created a giant advice column empire here that's growing here in New York City. Tell me some stories of people that maybe have really challenged you as a person in your 20s to give wise advice, to people who may even be older than you.
Yes, definitely. I think one of the most difficult questions was this young woman who is undocumented and was thinking of becoming a mom. And she was just really scared because she saw how it was for her growing up in an undocumented household. And she saw her parents work more than one job, and she didn't want to do that for her children. But then on the other side, her and her fiance were talking about building a family together, and she had asked me, what did I think about that? And so, me being 21, my first response is, don't have children. They're really scary. But I can't tell someone that. So
No.
I
But you know
actually
what? You
had.
know what, Angie? Children are really scary.
They are.
They are. But go ahead. Go ahead.
So I actually had to sit down with my mom and interview her and ask her why she decided to have my siblings in America when she herself didn't have a status, and to just try to understand that point of view. So I couldn't say, hey, don't have children, but this is what I've heard and this is what I've seen in my experiences. So I guess that question was a little bit difficult.
So it sounds like your goal here is to empower people to make a good decision, but if it's a risky decision, go in with your eyes open kind of attitude.
Yeah, because I don't really feel comfortable telling someone what to do, but I try to highlight the options that are out there. And then this person can make the decision that they feel is best for them, for their family, or for their community, whatever the question may be.
Do you prefer maybe some of the sillier advice stuff that's not so challenging, that maybe, doesn't require you to interview your mom, because, it's a pretty high stakes game what you've done here. Wouldn't you rather be talking about, getting your nails done or, stuff that's just kind of whimsical?
Yeah, I mean, it's difficult because the topic is so challenging. Just being undocumented and dealing with immigration itself is a very tough topic to talk about. So when it comes down to the issues related to that, they're going to be tough questions. It's going to be questions that depend on like depression sometimes, and going to school or going to work, and even relationships itself is also something that is really important, and it also hurts a lot of people because of their status. So I know that doing this is going to bring about a lot of tough questions. So I try to do research when I don't understand. I try to ask other people that may know, so I don't have to just do this on my own or give advice that might not be right.
Well, tough questions and great answers and certainly a great attitude. Angie, thanks so much.
Thank you for having me.
Angie Rivera is the author of Ask Angie, an advice column for undocumented immigrants. She writes her column right here in Queens, New York. You can learn more about Angie, get a link to her column, just visit thetakeaway.org. And we want you to get an early jump on all of our conversations. Sign up for our listener response network. Text the word START to 69866. That's START, and you can be a part of our conversation even before the program. I'm John Huckaberry. Celeste Headlee is out today. This is The Takeaway.